Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
It's coming. It's very clear that Democrats are about to start shutting America back down. And I'm telling you right now, we better be ready to combat this. Perfect example of it is what is happening in California. They're going back into these mask mandates again. Other Democrats now are saying, well, with the Delta variant, we need to get these masks back on. I promise you, you're about to start seeing health departments. They're going to start putting restrictions back out there, taking away your freedoms to be able to go to the movies or eat at a dinner table with your family and friends. They're going to start moving back to those policies. The soft run, the dry run, happened, perfect example, on Sunday morning on State of the Union on CNN. Now, you can tell there's some collusion going on between the former Surgeon General, Adams, who said the CDC ended the mask guidance and the mask guidelines prematurely. This coming after we also had that other interesting push in the last week, and that was, hey, we are going to start knocking on your door, non-medical experts that don't know jack crap about COVID, and we're going to put pressure on you people that don't get vaccinated to get vaccinated. Your federal tax dollars, your money is going to go to pay people, what, $15 an hour, $20 an hour, who know nothing about anything to do with medical issues, who are going to come to your door and give you advice on what you should be doing. Now, this also brings up the issue of HIPAA violations. How do they know who has and has not been vaccinated? And why are they knocking on people's doors in that capacity? Isn't that supposed to be my private information? And I'm supposed to be able to have those conversations with my doctors. That's what I was told. I was told that's none of their darn business. I was told that there was nothing that the government should be doing, telling, or mandating that I do when it comes to any type of vaccine, or medical for that matter. It was supposed to be between me and my doctor. So why does the government have a list? Now, we also have seen the politics of this decision. You know, Democrats are much more likely to get vaccinated because they're sheep. And let's just be honest, they do whatever they're told. They tell them how high to jump and they'll jump that high. They give up their rights. They give up their guns in liberal cities. They don't fight back. They go for critical race theory and all this other crap taught in schools. And they just let it go. They're the ones that go along with transgenderism and trying to allow for boys to go in the girls' locker rooms. And they just sit there and go, okay, well, we were told we got to do this. Otherwise, we're racists or bigots or homophobes or whatever. So they comply. Being a Democrat, by the way, is a lot easier than being a Republican when you're in office. Because when you're a Democrat in office, it seems that everybody's in your team just complies with whatever stupid idea you come up with. Hell, they'll even tell you to be ashamed of America, that we need to have two national anthems and two Independence Days. The list goes on and on. And what do people do? They're like, okay, I'll just do it. I'll just go along with it. It's easy to be a Democrat. But these lockdowns are coming again. And I'm telling you right now, they're coming again. Surgeon General announced, by the way, that the Rockefeller Foundation is also committing $13.5 million to combat health misinformation. This is the White House takes aim at Facebook and social media, like Twitter, saying that they're killing people. Facebook fighting back, of course. Additionally, just so you know, the Surgeon General is asking tech companies to do more to monitor Americans. You heard me right. To monitor Americans and take action against, quote, misinformation and super spreaders online. They've been turning over names of people they want to be censored on social media to big tech from the White House directly. I'm just curious when we decided to elect the Rockefellers again. Just curious as how one person put it online. And then this response. 1913, when the Federal Reserve took over America. That was actually pretty funny. If you don't understand the humor in that, then go do a little research and you'll laugh later. Now, you look at this White House and you think about what they're doing right now. What they're basically trying to do is, they are doing this. They're going to spend a bunch of money, $13.5 million, to combat, they say, health information. In other words, if you ask questions, you should be silenced on social media. If you ask questions they don't like, you should be shut down. They're also giving up names to people that they want to be shut down on social media to the social media providers, saying, here's our list for on Monday, and here's our list for a Tuesday, here's our list for Wednesday. Shut all these people down, please. We need you to shut them down. This is what they are actually doing in the United States of America. Now, the Surgeon General also pushing the, you know, hey, the mask idea again. Listen to what he had to say on State of the Union when he was asked about, well, do you wear a mask even though you've been vaccinated?
Are doing across the country.
Well, let me ask you personally. I know you have young children. They're too young to be vaccinated. So you are vaccinated. Do you wear a mask all the time because of that?
Well, it's a good question, and it depends on my setting. You know, Mike, I do have two children at home. They are unvaccinated because they're too young to be eligible yet for a vaccine. So if I'm in an area where I think there may be a lot of folks who are unvaccinated out of an abundance of caution, I will wear my mask in indoor settings. I don't wear my mask when I'm outdoors. And when I'm in settings where I'm with people who are fully vaccinated, I don't wear a mask either. And that's my personal choice based on my individual circumstances at home. And based on the fact that I spend a fair amount of time in parts of the country where there is a substantial amount of virus, circulating. But each of us is going to make our own decision here based on our risk tolerance, based on our home circumstances, based on what's happening in our neighborhood, in our county.
In other words, you Southerners down there, you rednecks, you conservatives, you Trump supporters, I'm going to wear my mask around you. Because you're the real threat, right? You're the threat to America because you think for yourselves and you're not just going to jump on board with what we tell you to do. And look at California. They're already getting the mask back on, the mandates out there. And when that doesn't work, then they're going to go back to the jobs. They're going to go back to the private sector. They're going to go back to the restaurants. You can't have this many people or that many people at your restaurant. That's coming next. Understand, they are setting up for another power grab. These health departments can't wait for this power grab to happen. Cannot wait for this to move forward because this is good for them, right? We're going to force you into submission. We're going to knock on your door. And don't worry, the White House is now claiming that everything is the fault of social media, that they didn't get their 70%+ of Americans vaccinated. Facebook executive is now claiming the Biden administration is using social media as a scapegoat for their vaccine goal failure. I'm laughing at Facebook over this because I've warned you, they will come for you too one day. You thought the Democrats were your friends, Facebook. You thought the liberals were your friends. You thought that the Biden administration was going to take care of you, hook you up, and all you had to do was just silence a bunch of conservatives to make them happy. And then you could do whatever the hell you want. Well, now all of a sudden they're coming after you. And sit back and eat the popcorn, folks, because this is going to be a fun one to watch.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Post reports that tensions between Facebook and the Biden administration are rising as the social media giant alleges that it has become a scapegoat, quote unquote, for the Biden administration's pandemic failures. An anonymous Facebook executive told NBC News reporter, the White House is looking for scapegoats for missing their vaccine goals. They're now blaming social media. In fact, Joe Biden basically said that Facebook is killing people because of their misinformation that they're putting online. So now they're sending names of people that are spreading bad information in their opinion and asking social media giants to take it down. This comment from the Facebook executive came shortly after Biden accused Facebook of failing to censor anti-vaccine content across its platform. When asked his opinion on Facebook's efforts, Biden told reporters on Friday, they're killing people. The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people. Biden's claims were made shortly after the White House Press Secretary Jim Psaki stated that the Biden administration is in regular touch with Facebook and other social media sites in relation to efforts to promote its preferred narratives on coronavirus and vaccines. Psaki expanded her explanation to note the White House is censoring problematic posts for Facebook to censor. On Friday, Facebook issued an official statement as Biden's comments saying that they're not supported by the facts. According to the anonymous Facebook executive, supporters of Biden at Facebook are angry by his response. In private exchanges with the Surgeon General, they have praised our work, including our efforts to inform people about COVID-19, the unnamed insider told NBC News. They know what we're doing. Here's my thing. What made you think the Democrats weren't going to smack you guys around whenever they wanted to? What made you think that they weren't? I mean, seriously. I mean, you listen to this This is happening in the United States of America. Fox News reporter Peter Ducey pressed the White House press secretary over its announcement that they are actually flagging their, your tax dollars are paying people at the White House to go on social media, find posts that they have a problem with, and then they send over that list to Facebook, and Facebook is taking it down.
Speaking of misinformation and the announcement from yesterday, for how long has the administration been spying on people's Facebook profiles looking for vaccine misinformation?
Well, that was quite a loaded and inaccurate question, which I would refute.
How?
Well, Peter, first of all, as you know, we're in a regular touch with a range of media outlets.
As we are
in regular touch with social media platforms. This is publicly open information, people sharing information online, just as you are all reporting information on your news stations.
But, okay, so these 12 people who you have on a list, 12 individuals, do they know that somebody at the Surgeon General's office is going through their profile?
I'm happy to get you the citation of where that comes from. There's no secret list. I will tell you that these are people who are sharing information on public platforms on Facebook. Information that is traveling is inaccurate. Our biggest concern here, and I frankly think it should be your biggest concern.
Notice how she's angry, right? You, the media, you're supposed to be propping us up. You're supposed to be supporting what we're doing. You're supposed to be supporting the idea that we are having people in the Surgeon General's office flagging names, flagging people and sending them to Facebook saying, shut them down, take them offline, silence them forever because they're giving something, they're saying something that we don't like. And you, the media, how dare you not go along with us, the White House, on us doing this? And by the way, Peter, when he said they're spying, if they're not aware that the Surgeon General is stalking them, That's a form of spying. I don't think the way that he said that was really off at all. And when he asked the question like, hey, do they know that you guys are doing this? Do they know you're on your list? And it's an enemies list. That's what it is. It's an enemies list. Plain and simple. It's an enemies list. We don't like these people. We don't like what they're saying. Here they are. Here are the names. Now. Do whatever you have to do. Take them down. And they send them to Facebook.
Is the number of people who are dying around the country because they're getting misinformation that is leading them to not take a vaccine.
But
young people, old people, kids, children, this is all being, a lot of them are being impacted by misinformation.
The big concern, though, I think for a lot of
Let me just ask this. What is the definition of misinformation? Can someone tell me what the actual definition is of misinformation from this White House? And that's the question that each and every one of you listening right now should be asking yourself. What is the def, like, are we saying that there's information out there that is just filled with lies and totally egregious? Is that what we're saying? Or is it that this information isn't politically aligned with what the White House is demanding that you do? If I bring up information on social media, and I can't post on Facebook because they've shut us down because I spoke out against them at CPAC. But let's say that I did. Let's say I put up an article or started asking questions about some of the heart issues that we're seeing. Right? Very small number, but it should be talked about. And they've even put now a new kind of warning out there that a very few number of people are dealing with a certain heart condition that is happening, manifesting after they get the vaccine. If I put that out there, does that get flagged if a lot of people share it? Because, you know, I had 1.2 million people following me on Facebook before they shut us down. If I do a whole podcast about my worries with the vaccine, my concerns with the vaccine, just concerns, just worries. And that goes viral. Does that get me on the list? What is the definition of misinformation? What does misinformation actually mean? Is it an opposing political viewpoint? Because that's sure as hell what it sounds like. You're not writing online what we believe you should be writing. That's what the White House is basically doing. So they're, therefore, what they're doing is they're sending that information to Facebook saying, okay, fix it. Now, what does fix it mean? It means take it away. That's what it means. It means take it away. We're done with it. That's what it means. We're done with it. Get rid of it. Now, this White House, of course, they're angry. Very angry that they're even having to answer these questions. So that's when they attack the media. How dare you? Your biggest concern should be that people are dying, right? Because this goes back to fear-mongering. This goes back to the same thing they were doing early on in the pandemic. You don't. You want to kill grandma? You can't have Thanksgiving. You can't go to church. You can't go have dinner with friends. You might kill grandma. You want people to die? Same thing the teachers union did, right? We got to have our pay raise and hazard pay and get all these other things that we need before we go back to the classroom. Even though the private schools went back, had no issues at all. Oh, no, but we're going to use this to our advantage politically. Politically. That's what this is about. It's politics, folks. It's also the reason why the White House said it the way they said it. Your biggest concern should be, Mr. Media.
Impacted by misinformation.
The big concern, though, I think for a lot of people on Facebook, is that now this is Big Brother watching you.
They're more concerned about that than people dying across the country.
See, there it is. The lowest, you go to that lowest common denominator, fear-mongering. Peter Ducey said this exactly right. There are a lot of people sitting at home right now that are concerned that this is Big Brother. You're watching what I write online, and if it doesn't align with you politically, you contact Facebook and you tell Facebook to take it down. There are a lot of people that are very worried politically. But again, the White House press secretary says, hey, yeah, we're going to flag problematic posts that spread misinformation. We're absolutely doing it. Is it Big Brother? Yes, it's Big Brother. It is Big Brother.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something else that the White House has said that is also just tells you that this is a losing argument for them, and they know it's a losing argument, is the fact that the White House has to say over and over again, death, die, dying, people, death. If you have to justify you having a at COVID-19 enemies list that you send to Facebook on the regular of people that you want to be censored online because they're not saying what you want them to say politically. And then your response to people asking questions about you being Big Brother is death, dying, dying, death. Well, if you don't do what we tell you to do, if you don't comply, if you don't listen to us, death, die, dying, everything else. That means that you know what you're doing is probably wrong. Listen.
Sharing information on public platforms on Facebook, information that is traveling, is inaccurate. Our biggest concern here, and I frankly think it should be your biggest concern, is the number of people who are dying around the country because they're...
There's one, right? Two times now. We're at death already. And one answer to one question from one person in the media. Oh, it keeps going.
Getting misinformation that is leading them to not take a vaccine.
Wait.
Young people, old people, kids, children, this is all being, a lot of them are being impacted by misinformation.
The big concern, though, I think for a lot of people on Facebook is that now this is Big Brother watching you.
They're more concerned about that than people dying across the country because of a pandemic.
Dying again. See, I'm not going to answer your question about Big Brother. No, because I'm trying to stop people from dying, so therefore I have the moral high ground. This is liberal logic 101. Four times now, in one little conversation, we're talking about death and dying. Four times they've threatened dying in a minute and 30 seconds.
Where misinformation is traveling on social media platforms, that feels unlikely to me. If you have the data to back that up, I'm happy to discuss it.
About things that are on Facebook, I looked this morning. There are videos of Dr. Fauci from 2020 before anybody had a vaccine, and he is out there saying there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. So is the administration going to contact Facebook and ask them to take that down?
Again, simple, great question, right? You're going to take down Dr. Fauci? Right? You're going to take down Dr. Fauci? Simple question. There are videos out there on social media of Dr. Fauci saying something that now goes against the administration and go actually, funny enough, against what Dr. Fauci has actually said. Right? So are you gonna go to Facebook and flag that too?
Well, first, I think what Dr. Fauci has said himself, who's been quite public out there, is that science evolves, information evolves, and we make that available in a public way to the American people.
Exactly.
I have never seen any data to suggest that that the vaccines cause infertility. That is information that is irresponsibly traveling. Okay.
By the way, I love the last part there. You know, I have not seen any information. Well, you're a White House press secretary. You're not a doctor. Right. You're not a doctor. We don't know about infertility. We don't know anything yet about this vaccine. Why do you think so many doctors are telling young women and women that are going into childbirth not to get the vaccine? Because it's happening in this country because there's a X factor, a we don't know factor. So Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, I'm supposed to just immediately trust that, you know, when there's any information that she flags, not as a doctor, that she flags as immediately, you know, a total lie because she says so, even though she has nothing to back this up. This goes back to the stupid part about people coming to my house, knocking on my damn door. Why am I going to trust somebody making $15 an hour who's not a doctor, that doesn't have a medical license, that's never practiced medicine, that's going to start knocking on my door, tell me what I need to know? Right? What I mean, seriously.
About the science evolving, Facebook used to block people from posting that COVID may have originated for a lab. That is something this president now admits is a possibility. So is there any concern that things you're trying to block or have taken down might someday turn out to be...
We don't take anything down.
I love this. White House. Again, this is part of that lie, right? This is part of that. This is happening in America, by the way. This is not happening in Venezuela. This is not happening in Cuba. This is not happening in Russia. This is happening in America. This is part of that lie. This is what socialism sounds like. What you just heard, there's another great example of the total crap coming from this White House. She just said, we're not taking anything down. You're flagging things to be taken down. Do you think the American people are that stupid? You think the American people are that dumb to not realize what you're actually doing? And what you're actually doing, and you can hear it, is she's saying we're giving a list to Facebook of things we want to flag that we want you to take down. Now she says, well, we're not the ones taking it down. Facebook is. Facebook wouldn't be taking it down if you weren't demanding they take it down and you sending them the name of the people that are doing it.
We don't block anything. Facebook and any private sector company makes decisions about what information should be on their platform. Our point is that there is information that is leading to people not taking the vaccine and people are dying as a result. And we have
death again. There it is. We have the moral high ground, because if you don't do what we tell you to do, you're going to die. I tell you, go back, okay, and grab our podcast on the fear-mongering of death. This has been the strategy of the left from very early on. Can't go to church because you'll kill somebody. Can't go to Thanksgiving because you'll kill somebody. Can't go to Christmas because you're going to kill grandma. Media did it for them, kept saying it over and over again. CNN was all about death. Death counters on the screen. Death count in this state. Death count in that state that's a conservative state or a Trump state, right? Death, 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 death. And now if you don't do what we're telling you to do, you're going to die. We're just trying to make sure that you're living. Now, you may have no rights while you're living, but at least you're living, because that's all we care about is total and utter power.
Responsibility as a public health matter to raise that issue. The responsibility we all have, the government, media, platforms, public messengers, to give accurate information. Go ahead.
Again, it's death, 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 and more death. In that whole conversation, if my math's right, 6 or 7 times. My producer says he thinks it was 8 times. So let's just split the difference, call it 7. 7 times they threaten you with death. If you don't do what we tell you to do, you're going to die. If you don't do what we tell you to do, there's going to be death. If you don't do what we tell you to do, there's a good chance you're going to die. And we're going to keep telling you over and 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 over again that you're going to die, or you're going to kill somebody, or someone's going to die. And that's why you have to listen to us, because otherwise you're going to die. This is also the same White House press secretary that told you that other big lie. Remember when she tried to blame the GOP for defund the police? She got humiliated when she took that question, because she claimed there. Why would I trust a woman giving me advice on medical issues that also stared at the American people and said, well, defund the police is actually a Republican thing, not a Democratic thing? You know, the Republicans are the ones that want to defund the police. Same White House press secretary said that crap. Same exact White House press secretary said that. And I'm supposed to trust you? You know, the Surgeon General, well, you know, you might need to start wearing that mask again. Right? You might need to start wearing that mask. Well, I'm wearing that mask even around vaccinated people because I'm the responsible one. I don't want anybody to die. Let's also make sure we slander the South, too, because you guys think too much for yourselves down there in the South, right? And them red states over there, yeah. Yeah, you rednecks down there voted for them there. Trump guy, you know, you're the problem. You're trying to kill grandma. You're trying to kill grandma, and it's all your fault. Grandma, grandma, grandma. Yeah, if you guys just listen to us and grandma wouldn't die, if you just do what we tell you to do, life would be better. Doesn't matter if you're giving up all your rights in the process, because that's what this is really all about. It's about total and utter control of your life. Nothing more, nothing less. This is not about saving lives. This is about power and control. It's all control. I'm gonna relate this to another point real quick. Remember Greta Thunberg, that 15, 16-year-old who the left propped up as the reason to save the environment and the world and the Green New Deal? Again, we're supposed to listen to Greta Thunberg because she's young and they made her a poster child, and they made her an expert, and they made her famous. What did she actually do? Not trying to be me, I'm just reminding you of the media, reminding you of the Democratic Party. One, she's not a scientist. Two, she reads from scripts and she gets 24/7 media coverage. It's called propaganda. It's the same exact thing they're doing now with Fauci. Same exact thing they're doing now with the Surgeon General. Same exact thing they're doing with all these death counts they have on TV. It's not journalism, it's propaganda. When you start screaming death, 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 propaganda. It's not nothing more, just propaganda. And if they want me to start trusting them, then they need to start actually being honorable. Don't lie to my face. Don't tell me you've gotten it right when you've gotten it wrong. Admit when you screw up. right? Admit when you totally make crap up that just doesn't make any sense. Admit it. Be intellectually honest about it when it happens. And then maybe some Americans will actually listen to you. But until then, it is not going to happen, folks. It's not. It is not going to happen. Download that podcast. Listen to it anytime this week about COVID-19, the science behind some of the mistakes of Dr. Fauci. We do our podcast each and every day. It's the Ben Ferguson Podcast. So download it wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.